We're going to take a turn now to talk about Charlotte Perkins Gilman. Gilman was born in 1860. She was a trailblazing feminist. Her views were so forward-thinking, they would not be out of place today. But even Gilman couldn't have foreseen that 100 years after she wrote her book, Her Land, about a feminist paradise deep in the jungle, someone would try to bring it to life. Here's Alina Simone.
Kate White has already sold or given away most of her things. Except for a couple of Coleman camping tables, her living room is bare. But boxes, filled with supplies for her new life, arrive at her apartment in Fresno every few days.
We have tents, lanterns, solar-powered things. This was supposed to arrive Wednesday.
This time, a hatch for the camper she intends to tow from California to, well, she's not sure exactly.
You can't just look at a map and go, yeah, there, and say that's the exact location. You need to go and find out, ooh, that place is too muddy.
See, Kate is a pioneer of Her Land, a Facebook group of 5,000-plus members. Their plan is to create an eco-commune inspired by the land without hymns, described in the novel Her Land.
It wasn't just, oh, here's a book, let's pretend we're in the book. It's using the book as sort of a design document.
Like the book, Her Land is envisioned as a cashless society supported by permaculture farming, based in an undisclosed region of South America. But this Her Land offers a postmodern coda. No men are allowed, but trans people are welcome. The commune will provide internet access and Kindle libraries. They envision being able to one day 3D print necessary supplies. The biggest difference between the movement and the book? The pioneers insist this Her Land isn't just science fiction. Next month, Kate's giving up her apartment and heading south in the truck and camper the group purchased after 2 years of saving.
So this is basically going to be your home for a number of months.
Yes. And it's comfortable for plenty of people. And you can hear that it has a pretty big engine, which is necessary in order to carry so much.
Once she reaches South America by road and ferry, she will meet up with a handful of European Her Land pioneers. Their ultimate destination is somewhere in the jungle on the border of Guyana and Venezuela.
It is an area that is uninhabited, so we're not pushing anyone out. And it's warm enough that we don't have to worry about freezing and those sorts of things. So it's a very friendly area for living.
The Her Landers won't say exactly where it is, just that they've secured an agreement with the relevant government.
And once we're there, we will then sit down and start building.
We can do whatever we want, 'cause this is a man-free zone.
The idea of an eco-feminist commune sounds radical, but it's actually nothing new. In the 1970s and 80s, separatist communities known as women's lands, that's women with a Y, sprang up throughout the rural U.S. and Canada, inspired by the women's liberation movement.
Sisterhood is powerful! Join us now! Sisterhood is powerful! Join us now!
Krissa Cummings is a resident of one of the last of these communities, Subama, the Susan B. Anthony Memorial Unrest Home. Located on 150 acres in Ohio, it was established back in 1979, a time when
jobs were still listed in papers as women's jobs and men's jobs. And so a lot of it was just taking a look at the way oppression was affecting women.
But in an age when Caitlyn Jenner's on the cover of Vanity Fair and Hillary Clinton is a front-runner candidate for president,
I mean, there's most of the women's lands in the country either have no residents or only a single resident.
Subama has five, which makes it one of the more successful feminist retreats. For Herlanders like Kate, though, not much has changed since 1979. The man is still the man.
For every step we fight to go forward, we get pushed backwards further. There's only so much freedom that they will allow us to have.
But according to Krissa, when you're living on a feminist commune, freedom isn't necessarily the operative word.
I will say that having it be women only can be very challenging personally. Like, I struggle with how it limits my ability to have male visitors here. It's a lot like being in a marriage, quite frankly.
The feminist utopia Gilman describes in the book Her Land lasts for 2,000 years. For me, standing next to the truck parked outside Kate's apartment, It's still an open question whether this Herland will get off the ground. But for Kate, at least, there's no turning back.
This has been my dream all my life. People don't plan on giving up their dreams. And I don't. I don't plan on coming back.
As Charlotte Perkins Gilman once said, to attain happiness in another world, we need only believe something, while to secure it in this world, we must do something. For The World, this is Alina Simone, Fresno, California.